Lewis, I've been thinking about this whole idea of social silence that the article talks about. You know, like what we don't talk about being more important than what we do. It's really interesting how that applies to the markets right now.
Yeah, it makes sense. The article says the markets are quiet despite all the noise around geopolitical events and economic data. That's a bit surprising, isn't it?
Exactly, like there's this cacophony of terrifying noise around Trump's warning about joining Israel's attacks on Iran, and the World Bank just slashed its global growth predictions. But yet, US equity markets have been quietly creeping up.
Wow, that is so cool. So the big market, silence, today is not about escalating risks, but the seeming lack of investor panic. I wonder why that is.
Right, the article mentions this TACO effect, the assumption that Trump always chickens out on his threats, that could be part of it, and there's also this time lag problem. Like the Danish Central Bank study says, it takes up to a year for trade policy uncertainty to materialize.
Oh, interesting. So even if Trump's threats are bad, the real economic impact won't be felt for a while. The Peterson Institute said deporting 1.3 million migrants would only cut GDP by 0.2% this year, but by 1.2% in 2028. That's a big difference.
Exactly, and then there's this third explanation, disaster fatigue. Investors are just so used to dealing with shocks that they've become adapted to the pain, or at least stunned into not panicking.
I see, so it's like a death by a thousand cuts problem. There's no single shock big enough to cause a market crash right now. But the tail risks are still there, just not tangible yet.
Right, the article compares it to economic cancer, not a heart attack. The VIX index shows these brief explosions of volatility that then die down, and different asset classes are sending mixed messages.
Yeah, Jacka Blin said US equities are chasing short-term wins like Trump, while long bonds are fixated on longer-term truths like Musk. That's a great analogy.
And it all circles back to social silence. Investors are confused about these tail risks and have profound doubts. It might not take much for markets to crack, but no one knows when or if that will happen.
That's the scary part, right? Sometimes it's the silence that screams the loudest. I wonder if we'll see any signs before it happens.
I think the key is to keep an eye on those time lags. The biggest impacts on investment might not show up until 2026. It's like waiting for the other shoe to drop, but you don't know when it will.
Yeah, and oil prices are still around $75 amps barrel. If they jump above $100 with further Middle East escalations, that could be a real problem. But for now, the market is just holding its breath.
Exactly, it's this delicate balance between short-term optimism and long-term uncertainty, and that silence, it's probably the most important thing to pay attention to.